Your 603 Urban Māori Radio. We've already spoken with one netballer this morning. That was Pania Papa. And you might have forgotten that Pania was once in the New Zealand squad, the Silver Ferns. She apparently only played a couple of games, but one lady who will remember that is Tina Kereitiana, who's with us today. Tina heads Netball New Zealand. Hey, Tina, tēnā koe. It's great to talk with you.
Oh, morena, ngā mihi o te tauhou.
Tēnā koe, Tina. We've got reason to talk regularly as well. Do you remember Pania Papa playing in the squad?
I absolutely do.
It's a long time ago. She and her sister apparently made the team. I don't remember Pania. I just know her as a wonderful advocate for Te Reo Māori, Tina.
Oh, absolutely. She was also, whilst that's her mahi and has been for Mairanoa, she was a wonderful, valuable contributor to netball as well.
Tēnā koe. Grace Noekia, faultless in the recent win over Uganda. How pleasing is it to see the rise of Uganda netball?
Well, I've been around netball for a little while, Dale, you will appreciate, I've known about them. In a recent interview I had with netball about Uganda, they hadn't realised Uganda had beaten South Africa. If they had the resources, I suspect that other countries are, you know, may like ourselves, and whilst we don't get a lot anyway, and they would be a huge force to be reckoned with. They're not a surprise for me, Dale. Uganda has beaten South Africa a couple of times, actually, even before the World Cup.
Tēnā koe. We just played a piece. I spoke yesterday with a guy you'd know, Ken Laban, and Ken was a little concerned with all the pushback on Reo Māori and on tikanga and on co-governance, etc., by this new government. He was wondering how long this is going to take to filter in to aspects of sport. Many of them who base their performances around aspects of tikanga Māori with you know, their pre-game presentations of haka, but also in the back rooms, operating very much as a whānau with pōwhiri and welcomes, etc. They're just sort of almost everyday occurrences in our New Zealand sporting scene. I noticed that Netball New Zealand, and Tina is the new head of Netball New Zealand, has adopted a tikanga wahine kaupapa. What is that, Tina, and how does it work?
Well, we wanted to use our strengths as a women's sport. Netball is a global sport. It is focused around women across the world. And so to be able to showcase our unique qualities and attribute to the other factors, see, women, netball has been following, and we've got no qualms about tikanga of the country, which is the men, you know, dominate, or well, have oversight on the pōhiri process. See, within our, we've made a conscious decision to actually put women at the forefront. So when you come in, when people, manuhiri, come into Netball New Zealand whare, they will be greeted and welcomed by women. And women that are familiar with the kaupapa, our tikanga, our te reo and everything, because what we've done is the gender might have changed, but the kaupapa is still the same. We still place te reo at the forefront. And just recently, Dale, just prior to Christmas, we had a mihi whakatau for four new staff members and a board member that came into our whare, and we welcomed them. And I was very privileged to be able to speak on behalf of our netball, and then also followed by our CEO. And that was us. That was us. In response to that, the two staff members spoke in reo, and one also used spoke in her other culture, which was Samoan. So it was beautiful. It was beautiful, Dale. But, you know, we have to be really smart about how we go forward, because, as you know, with cricket, rugby, soccer, those sports are actually men, male sports dominated by males. And see, in netball, women across the globe are the focus. And so we wanted to add that little bit of uniqueness of our women's sport to the way that we lead our sport going forward.
Tēnā koe. Well, we've got a wahinea who's doing her bit to keep that taha Māori prominent, and it's Nolene, Dame Nolene. What's her future? There's been some conjecture as to whether she's going to stay or go or whatever. What do you know, Tina?
Well, we all know that at the end of following the World Cup, Dale, Knowles made a call herself that if she was she hadn't considered whether to put her name forward, but if she did, she wanted it to be very transparent and open for everybody, and she would apply the same way. Now, this is my own personal view, Dale, and I might have said it to you on your airways before, but it's real. In my opinion, Knowles has been outstanding, and I personally would like her to stay on, but it's her call at the end of the day, and we'll know that because we extended her contract to the end of the Nation Cup series. And even, you know, we've beaten Uganda. Australia, as we know, is always our nemesis, so they came really close. But the thing is, what I note with Knowles, she's looking for future-proofing netball, as you can see by the lineup that she's had in the UK. So I'm excited for our young team with the experience of some older heads. But Nolene's a very smart coach, so we will watch the space, Dale, you and I, at the same time, and we will know for sure when she returns from the UK.
Tēnā koe. We're talking of the coded and elite level, Tina. Many codes are struggling with participation in changing circumstances and environments. A lot more options exist, I guess, to utilise the time available for our young people. So codes like rugby league, certainly struggling. Basketball's going through the roof, and I guess so is football. How is netball sitting here? And if numbers are plateauing or waning, how might we keep that Māori interest in the code, which has been, for a long time, the backbone of our elite team's performance? What's the situation on the ground and appealing to young people, the code of netball, Tina?
Yeah, well, I think, Dale, as all codes, we all need to change our game and leverage and understand that the young people of today, we have to really compete with them, because there were so many different options. Now they've got all the other those other codes to contend with. We have to be a bit smarter as a women's sport. But Dale, we haven't, our numbers have been constant, and they remain constant. In the primary area, intermediate area, our numbers are thriving. It's like in that secondary school area, that's always been an issue, because there's so many opportunities that the girls want to take up. The other thing is, I think there's more peer pressure at that stage, and because of the internet access and everything like that. But we're looking at ways and strategies for maintaining our numbers. And I think we're doing really well in that space. The other obvious thing that we're trying to gauge at the minute is, how do people value netball? What do they value about netball? So we've currently got a netball survey going around, asking those questions, getting people to contribute to what we design going forward.
Well, it's great knowing that you're at the helm of Netball New Zealand, and we know our wahine are doing their very best. Aussie always looms as the biggest challenge, but we'll get them. We'll just keep banging away until we get them.
We've done that. Absolutely. I mean, we've seen it, huh? The Constellation Cup wasn't that far away. They were up two games and we came back with two games. So, yes, we can do it, Dale, and I've every confidence in Noel coaching. The other thing that you may not be aware of, Dale, is her assistant coach is an Australian woman. So, you know, we're trying to be smarter. And I think Knowles was quite interested in bringing her on board because you know that Knowles has won their Super League Cup twice. And so she's got, you know, she thought, maybe this is the way to do it. Let's get the best of the best and bring them together. And that's what she's done.
Always neat to talk with you, Tina. Thank you so much. We'll talk netball and other matters throughout the year.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, kia ora rawatiku.